ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Swimming has taught me the power of friendship, and I've met some of my best friends through the sport. And swimming's taught me that, you know, don't be afraid to chase your dreams.
Ariane Titmus, the Terminator, saying hasta la vista. Retired at age 25. We did not see that coming. The four-time Olympic gold medalist has given Australian sports fans some all-time moments when she mowed down Katie Ledecky as coach Dean Boxall went troppo in the stands. That is going to live on as long as there are Olympics montages. Why now? What next? How's it going to impact swimming? I'm Patrick Stack. This is ABC Sport Daily. Kate Campbell is an Olympic gold medalist and former teammate of Ariane Titmus. Kate, huge news in the world of swimming today. What was your reaction to it?
Yeah, huge news today. And I would say that I'm shocked but not surprised. I think that this is something that Arnie's probably been thinking about for a really long time. And she's probably been a little bit sick of people always asking her, when are you getting back in the pool? When are you getting back in the pool? And so she's come out and she's made this decision on her terms.
I am here to announce that I've made the decision to retire from competitive swimming. A tough one, a really tough one, but one that I'm really happy with.
I just want to say congratulations on an incredible career, Arnie. Thank you for all the wonderful moments that you have given us. It's been a joy and a privilege to share the pool deck with you, and I want to wish her all the very best for whatever comes next.
Can you maybe put into words for those who don't fully appreciate it just how good this young woman is and how important she's been for Australian swimming?
Arnie is one of those once-in-a-generation athletes, and she should be held up as one of our greatest athletes of all time. She had the tenacity and the determination as a 14-year-old to look at the greatest ever to have swum middle distance and distance freestyle in Katie Ledecky and say, not only I want to be Katie Ledecky, but I want to beat Katie Ledecky.
I can say without a doubt, without racing Katie, I wouldn't have been the athlete that I am. She set this incredible standard and I was just so willing to chase it. And I just feel so grateful that I've been a part of such an incredible rivalry. I feel like we both have so much respect for each other, and that will really sit with me for the rest of my life, that rivalry that I've had with her.
Do you know how few people have that mindset? And then to have the thought and then follow through with it. Follow through with every early morning, with every weekend spent by the swimming pool, with every agonising stroke that she has had to take.
And it might be a world record as well. Ariane Titmus goes in. She's after the world record. She'll get it. She'll get it all right. A fantastic performance in a world record to Titmus. 3:55.38. Ledecky gets the silver and Fairweather the bronze.
We have witnessed greatness, and it's been a privilege to watch what she's done, but also how she's done it.
You can't help but be drawn to the why on a day like this, and I think she kind of articulated it on her Instagram post.
You know, I love swimming. I've always loved swimming. It's been my passion since I was a little girl. But I guess I've taken this time away from the sport and realised some things in my life that have always been important to me are just a little bit more important to me now than swimming, and that's okay.
She also referenced health issues in the lead into Paris, and it's obviously on the public record that she had surgery to remove tumours on her ovary, and that really scared her about her capacity to start a family. And it sounds as though taking that and putting it next to what we heard from her today, and it's as though all of that focused her on the breadth of the world outside the pool. Do you think that's fair to say?
Yeah, and I think that for Arnie, this decision is made with her whole life ahead of her as her guiding light. And when you are an elite athlete, you have incredible tunnel vision and you only see what's happening in the next day to get you that little bit better. And she has taken the time off to have a step back and have a look at what she wants for the rest of her life. She has achieved everything she ever wanted to in the sport.
The old Dean would have been no, Arnie, you need to be in the pool now. But he was actually the opposite. And I think it's because we set out to do everything we planned.
Now she gets to ask herself, what do I, as Ariane, the person, want? And she's been very honest and open about her health struggles. And so I'm sure that that plays on her mind.
But I think a turning point for me, or a time when a switch was flicked, was in the lead up to the Paris Games. I went through some health challenges, which quite frankly really rocked me mentally. It probably was the first time where I considered some things outside of swimming.
We don't know what's going on for her internally, but she's obviously come to the realization that she wants to prioritize herself and her health above achievements in the pool. And I would say that she's given us enough.
I think that's fair to say. You're someone who's made the transition, albeit at a different stage of your life. She's only 25 years of age. Everyone's different. But what would you expect that transition to be like for her as someone who's experienced it?
I would say Arnie is already in the beginning stages of that transition. She's already establishing herself outside of the sport. She is already making a name for herself in different areas. She has moved seamlessly into media, and she is so insightful and articulate. I love to see that she also has balance. You know, she's found a partner and seems super happy in that. So there are so many areas in her life that are going so well outside of the pool. And ultimately, when you're watching an athlete retire, you want to make sure that they have something else to go to after the sport. And I think that she's already in it. So for me, she just looked and sounded at peace with everything, which is so rare for an athlete. You know, they can often come across as tortured or agonizing over the decision, but she really seems at peace with it.
We saw her coach, Dean Boxall, taking the piss out of her in the coverage at the World Champs.
I want to talk to Arnie. Arnie, how was it? How was it watching? Like, I just want to know, like, you're commentating. I haven't heard much. How's it been watching for the first time? Not here at the World Championships. Question for you. You can answer that on TV.
Well, of course, he was going to throw me under the bus like that. Dean, it does feel quite strange to be here, but I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying it with the crew here. I'm loving cheering on the Aussies.
I wonder how Australian swimming will cope, and people like Dean, you know, who have been as much a part of the story as almost anyone else in Arnie's life. How do you think Australian swimming is going to cope with this departure?
Well, we're already seeing how they're managing to cope when you look at the results that came out of the World Championships in Singapore earlier this year. We already had young athletes coming up and stepping into the hole that was left there. You know, at the time, Arnie said that she was returning to the pool, but we already had our athletes coming up and putting up an incredible performance. We have the likes of Lani Pallister, who is well and truly hitting her strides at the moment, is pushing Katie Ledecky on the world stage in the 800 metres freestyle and has moved over to train under Dean Boxall.
Lani's coming to get her! Lani Pallister's digging in!
Go, Lani!
Ledecky looks vulnerable here! Pallister's trying to become the world champion in the most unlikely manner possible! Ledecky in front! Pallister trying hard! Katie's leading! Katie's going to just win there, but what a swim from Lani Pallister to get second!
I would say that swimming Australia and swimming in Australia is in a really good place, and that's not a burden that Arnie needs to bear at all. When we look at the ribbing that goes on and the trash talk that goes on between Dean and Arnie, that is a hallmark of their relationship. It's how Dean got the best out of Arnie, and he managed to unlock something in her. So I don't think that we need to read too much into that.
Interesting to hear Rowan Taylor giving voice to some of the themes that you're speaking to today. As you say, there's no shortage of talent on this swim team. I've spoken with you previously about the weight of expectation. Who do you see in that Dolphin setup now carrying that weight with someone like Arnie, you know, riding off into the sunset?
Well, I think that we're really fortunate to have so many stars at the moment that the burden can be shared. You know, we have Kaylee McEwen, we have Molly O'Callaghan, we have Cameron McAvoy, we have Kyle Chalmers. We have so many phenomenal athletes to be throwing our weight behind and our support behind. And so while she does leave a deficit, I don't think that it's a role that needs to be filled, because she is so unique and so incredible in her own right that we can have people come up and stand alongside her. It's a really interesting conversation, but I would say that we already have so many phenomenal athletes who are going to get everyday Aussies up and off the couch and cheering.
It's an odd question to throw to you the day of her retirement, but I kind of want to talk about comebacks. Ian Thorpe, we saw him retire, then come back. I was actually in Singapore when he returned after the long hiatus. They do happen. I mean, I feel like we're kind of entering like an Ash Barty situation where we're always going to be holding out hope of a comeback, even though we're on day one of retirement, Kate.
Yeah, it always happens when the public is not ready to say goodbye that we leave the door ajar with a tiny little bit of hope and wedge that comeback sticker in that gap. And look, from what I'm seeing from Arnie, from how happy she seems, from how settled she seems, from how ready she seems to make that transition, I would never say never, but I'd say it's unlikely.
Beyond swimming, I've always had goals in my personal life, but swimming's always been most important up until this point, and I've just realised that those goals and what I want in my future is now more important to me. But more than anything, I'm excited for what's next. I'm excited that I now have this opportunity to really delve into life and other things that I'm wanting to chase and look forward to.
I feel like she has made this decision completely at peace with everything that she has achieved. And she is objectively one of our greatest ever Olympians. And I think it's unfair of us to ask even more of her, even though I would love a little comeback story. But Arnie, you've given us enough.
She has given us so much. I just wonder, just finally, if you had to pick one moment that you really resonate with, that sort of speaks to you as a swimmer, as a competitor, as a lover of the sport from the Titmus, I guess, archives, what speaks to you the most?
Oh, I mean, that moment where she beat Katie Ledecky for the first time at an Olympic Games in an Olympic final in Tokyo, after all the setbacks, after COVID, after lockdowns, she went in facing the full knowledge that she was going to have to take down a legend, and she rose to the challenge. It was almost like she grew under that pressure.
And a nation roars. The world champion is about to become the Olympic champion. She swam a mighty race. She's timed this to perfection. And Ariane Titmus is going to win gold in Tokyo. She's our golden girl, and she's won it.
She forged her name in the fire. And for me, that is one of the greatest races that we will see from an Australian at an Olympic Games.
It's been a great career to enjoy watching as a fan. Kate, thanks so much for sharing your thoughts with us on a big day.
No worries.
Headlines. And mercifully, the AFL trade period is over. Probably the biggest story from that trade period was a non-trade. Essendon rejecting Hawthorn's offer for Zach Merritt. The club captain took the extraordinary measure of asking the Bombers president to please let him go. He was denied. Now has to return to the club and his teammates. Wow. Who did get traded? Charlie Curnow was one massive deal going from Carlton to Sydney. The Swans paid a big, big price. 3 first-round picks and Will Hayward. Yes, some picks came the other way, but you get the picture. If he can put them in contention, it'll be worth it. If he gets hurt, will they struggle? The Sydney club will have put themselves a long way back. As for Carlton, they got heaps of assets, but lost a star. How's that going to work for coach Michael Voss? He wants to win games in 2026, not rebuild. Here's the new Swan, speaking about his time under Michael Voss.
Yeah, I'm going to reach out to Vossie again. Like, I played some great footy under Vossie. We've got a great relationship. I owe him a lot. Like, I come out of an injury from 3 years and was able to play 3 years of football in a row underneath him and play good footy. And that's probably going to be some of my best memories when I look back and finish footy, we playing underneath him.
Elsewhere, the Gold Coast landed Melbourne's Norm Smith medalist, Christian Petrarca. That's just the tip of the iceberg. Check out our full analysis on the ABC Sport website. An update on Test cricket batting hopefuls. Queenslander Manus Labuschagne scored another century in the Sheffield Shield. This one came against SA. Fellow top order hopeful Jack Weatherold made 94 from 99 for Tassie against WA on a tricky deck. In contrast, Sam Constance, Ash's hopes are fading by the innings. Scott Boland had him LBW for a duck. Finally, from left field, we are edging closer to a World Series in baseball. The Toronto Blue Jays lead Seattle 2-1 in the best of seven series. On the other side of the draw, the LA Dodgers are 2-0 up against the feel-good story that is the Milwaukee Brewers. I'm Patrick Stack. This is ABC Sport Daily, produced by Poppy Penny. Thanks to Ariane Titmus's Instagram, Channel 9 and World Aquatics for the extra audio used in this episode.
Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.